This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Police in Britain say it was an act of terrorism. They're referring to a stabbing rampage in the southern British town of Reading, in which three people were killed and others wounded. Speaking to reporters, Police Constable John Campbell says a suspect is in custody.
We would all want to recognize the bravery of those police officers responding, but also that a number of members of the public were helping my officers and the victims at what was a very distressing scene. My thanks on behalf of Thames Valley Police go to them too.
Reuters reports the man arrested is 25-year-old Libyan Kariri Sadala. U.S. President Donald Trump relaunched his campaign for re-election with a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
We begin our campaign, and I just want to thank all of you. You are warriors.
With about a third of the 19,000 seats at Tulsa's BOK Center empty, and six campaign staffers having just tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump opened his rally by thanking the crowd for showing up.
The silent majority is stronger than ever before.
The crowd was significantly lighter than expected, and the campaign scrapped plans for Trump to first address an overflow space outdoors. Trump blamed the media and protesters.
We had some very bad people outside. They were doing bad things.
Tulsa police reported just one arrest among the pre-rally demonstrators Saturday afternoon. I'm Ben Thomas.
Libya's UN-recognized government of national accord is denouncing Egypt's warning of military intervention in Libya, labeling it a declaration of war. The war of words comes on the eve of a virtual meeting of Arab League foreign